Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First and 10, here they come. Burns the hit, fluttering ball intercepted. Picked off Carter. From Penn State at the 25 of San Francisco.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Giants got no points out of that.
I mean, what a defensive stand. Now, you won't even allow me to say it. I mean, it was. Come on, Steiner.
Okay, we're past the halfway point. We've been nice. The Giants stink. They freaking
stink. You know that's hitting home a little more because I tried to sell you on they were better. I mean, but they've been hit with a rash of injuries too. But that was awful, man. And the Niners did what you're supposed to. They treated them like a wet dish rag. Ran through them, tackled, and put up 34, season high. You can't sit Mac after the season high, can you? Anything can happen, I guess.
The other thing is, anytime a bad team gets a win, they won't win the following week. Like, that's why they're bad team. That's why they're a bad team. It's hard to win. Bad teams don't win two in a row.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, they got demolished last week.
Who?
The Giants.
Well, you can lose more.
They gave up 100-yard rushes.
I'm not saying you win
Philly
and then you lose. I'm just saying when a bad team wins a game, they're going to lose the next one. But they can lose and then lose and lose.
I feel like this is your baseball spoken, Evan. Is that what it's like? Because they didn't win last. They got destroyed.
No, I know. Yeah. I understand. The New York Giants got killed last week. Right. In a separate thought, give me a bad team.
Arizona.
Yeah, they're not going to win two in a row this year.
Well, they got Dallas tonight and the Niners.
They win last week?
Well, they got the Niners in 2 weeks. I'm saying no. They didn't win last week.
I'm just saying if you're a fan of any team, expect them to at least lay 3 eggs a year.
Well, that I get.
Apparently you don't.
Well, 14-3, Steiny, that's your ball.
No, three clunkers, and then we'll see what happens after that.
To the caller's point, and I know, I think it was Depeche, and it might have been before him, and I don't want to get over my skis. But, Steiny, if this bad boy gets to 7-3, forget playoff, you can get the division. And to have the tiebreaker and have swept the Rams, because that's what you would have done, I mean, I'm looking at I told you about how special this season was and with the top-tier team, Steiny. Tell me who's doing a better – how are you not impressed with the Niners 6-3 as opposed to Indianapolis 7-2? And it's phenomenal. New England 7-2. They're all candidates. The Broncos 7-2. But half their team is not hurt. And that's why Eagles wake me up 6-2 and they're doing it. Tampa, impressive. But Steiny, the Niners have no business, I don't believe, 6-3. You say what to that when they say no business?
They shouldn't be.
Okay.
The Rams gifted them a game.
Like Arizona gifted
17 balls.
Arizona gifted them a game, and I believe.
And then they've won the games that they should have won.
Wow, man. What's at stake, man?
This is Joseph Avina, one of our clueless people apparently on the YouTube chat. He's like, what are you talking about, Steiny? They beat the Eagles, the Giants. Yes, I know. That's my point. Like, even bad teams are going to get a couple wins. Mm. And some of them might even be against good teams. It doesn't mean the Eagles stink, and it doesn't mean the Giants are good. It's like the whole name of the game in the NFL to me is consistency. Oh,
come on, man. That's across the board, all of them.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's there's 3 1-win teams in the league now. Can you name them?
Tennessee.
Bam. Look at my man. And I'll give you another hint.
No, I don't need no hint.
Okay, there's two left.
Dolphins.
Yeah. Nope. I'm staring. You're going to be like, dang, go.
Jets.
Yeah, yeah, look at my Evan. One more.
And the Saints.
Okay. And how do you know that? Because you started right. Well, you didn't start yesterday. Dude, man, imagine if you're doing radio in New Orleans. Well, that was your whole Warrior career.
No doubt.
Dude, how do you must?
By the way.
Damn.
By the way, you know who else just has one win? The Saints and the Pelicans.
Oh, right. When'd they get their win? I got
they
them on.
They didn't.
Yeah, zero.
They're 0-6. Yeah. So between them, they've got one win. Shit.
I was getting happy for Willie Green. When did I miss the one? Dude, he might be on thin ice.
He should be. He's not a very good coach.
Now, Steady, we've talked to him on our show. You wouldn't have? Yeah, when he was here with the Warriors.
He was never on our show.
Green, we did a show, and I was like, Donovan playing a bitch about that. You know Lawrence Moreau.
But he hadn't coached the Pelicans at that point.
Yeah, but he was on the Warriors staff.
As an assistant.
But your energy wouldn't be that. He's not a good coach. Go get him, pal.
When's
buddy?
The last time they went? How long's he been there?
I'm worried about him. Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should
be. I'm worried about the Warriors.
You should be. You should be. I thought they were going to Western Conference Finals on last Thursday.
Hey, nobody said
you're already starting to, what's it called? Bucket the water out of the boat.
If you and Willard let me get, what about Willard sending us a text message? How thirsty do you got to be?
So vintage Willard.
Him and Dibs. He puts Dibs on it. We got the bet for the Chiefs that they'll make the playoffs. Those guys in the afternoon are saying they won't. And they lost to Buffalo. And here comes Willard with the whole Chiefs catch. I do got to say, that's the first time I'm thinking it might be a possibility. They won't lose out anyway. Chiefs won't lose out. We're fine.
If you ask the listeners whose side they're on that bet, well, first of all, most people are going to be on our side just because they like us more than those two guys.
Yeah, but they don't like the team that beat them in the Super Bowl twice. So I think the guys in the afternoon get the nod. But go ahead.
I don't think a lot of people would take the Kansas City Chiefs right now
to
not make the playoffs.
Yeah!
Let's go to Tracy in Redwood City. Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I knew you were talking about Purdy versus Jones, and just watching Jones the last few games, the thing that concerns me is it seems like physically he's having really troubles with his legs and his knees and just give me your thoughts on whether or not he's going to be able to hold up if Purdy's not going to be able to get in the game.
I mean, go ahead, Stoney.
That's the
right thought, but he's been doing this for weeks, right? He's been doing this for weeks, and yesterday he was in his bag, getting rid of the ball, we've seen him look like he needed surgery and then get back in the huddle and deliver a dime the next play.
I mean, that's another reason that, they're going to need Purdy, I think, at some point. I'm not saying Jones can't make it, but you have to give yourself a shot. Like Brock Purdy's hurt, and Mac Jones is giving him a crack at it.
19 of 24 yesterday, Stoney. Average pass in the air, 9.8 yards. He, that's what he does.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So go ahead. You wanted to – it's our show, as you always like to say.
Oh.
What do you think of that Warrior game Saturday?
Dude, okay.
Boy, Indiana played.
All right, Milwaukee's one
really
thing.
Pretty
to
good.
Follow that game up with who they're missing, and they were missing some studs. the Pacers. But Steiny, why do I feel like young, athletic, long dudes are going to give us problems? And this is my big concern. I've noticed a trend that they're picking Curry up or all of our guards 94 feet. And now all of a sudden that's becoming an issue. But if you get the ball with no problem and you don't turn it over, what I am noticing, Steiny, is it is taking energy for Steph and all the guys to deal with that pressure.
Hmm.
And I'm just like,
and you see that seven games in.
Yeah, because I feel like it's been the difference in some of the outcome of the games. But to be 4-3 after that 4-1 start without, you know, who's not playing for both teams, I just can't ignore that. And I'm not changing my stance on the season, but what did you make of it? Curry was not happy, especially after Saturday night.
I mean, like I told you, I watched the Thursday game against the Bucks, and I know, they didn't have Giannis. You should have won. Yeah, they got outplayed.
Mm.
I thought the Bucks were really good. I actually didn't think the Warriors were that bad on Thursday against the Bucks.
Well, how do you get outplayed then, I guess, when you got Jimmy?
Younger and they're more hungry. Mm. Like, that's
even
the other
with
thing.
No Giannis?
Can we? That's why they were hungry. I mean, are you kidding?
So
those guys know they're going to play a lot of time, a lot of minutes.
Okay, but how hungry do we have to
be? You're not.
When you got Jimmy, Dre, and Steph.
They're not hungry in November, on November 1st. This is going to be the problem with the Warriors this season.
Well, don't ask the Clippers that. Don't ask the Lakers that, because they showed
That's
up.
That's the point. They're going to be up and down.
Man.
Like,
and Al Horford, like, Steiny.
We knew this. Okay. Well, hold on. Yeah. We knew this.
Yeah.
We knew it. So we cannot be surprised. We cannot be surprised if they just went on the road for two games and they looked like they lacked some energy.
So Jonathan Kuminga had 11 field goal attempts, and I thought he played well.
Which game?
Saturday.
Okay.
Is there going to come a game where he has to be more assertive and go up that field goal shot attempt? Or are we all going to hate on him if we see something – where he's being more aggressive? Because, Steiny, I'm going Star Wars and Princess Leia. He might be our only hope. I love Pods. I love Moody. I love Quentin Post. But those aren't the Thundercats like the Thundercats on these other teams, whether they're coming out practice squads or whatnot. They're giving us the business different than our guys are giving the other teams Thundercats business. So that's why I look at Kuminga like, oh, boy, how do we make that transition of, yeah, you shot 11, you're playing the right way, but that bad boy might need to be 17 or 18 field goal attempts?
All I can tell you is in the fourth quarter, Curry took 7 shots, Butler took 5, and Kuminga took 4. And to my way of thinking, that's a pretty good ratio for those three, because you want Curry to take most of the shots if he can.
But turnovers were, again, an issue.
And see, that's why I don't think, like, I don't look at it as they, let's say, went away from Kuminga. I feel like there were three plays where, like, Curry turned the ball over at half court twice.
That happened.
So that's not a matter of them going away from Kuminga. That's a matter of them not even being able to start to initiate their offense. Yeah. I think the other thing was,
man, his 11 were Milwaukee. He took 16 Saturdays, Donnie.
Okay. But
go ahead.
And the other thing about the Milwaukee game, too, where he did only get 11, like, it felt to me like they got a lot of free throws in that fourth quarter. Kuminga got some, Curry got some, and Butler didn't. They made them. But
are we in a
– can we stop thinking that other teams' young players aren't as good as our young players?
And that's where I'm having trouble comprehending or processing or digesting – just what you said, and I'm not mad at anybody, but Steiny, it's becoming abundantly clear, it's early, that our young guys, they're good, but some of these young dudes on these other teams, they got different levels and a different motor or engine, and it just looks like we're running out of gas.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio.
Like, you had to close Tuesday, Saturday out. Steiny, you were up.
You gotta do it. you can't just, I mean, they were up 11 with about six or seven left.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what happens when you don't take care of the ball. And the other team's really active.
Up 95-86 with 8:48 left in the fourth. And Indiana missing what they're missing. So,
I mean, you could make a case that those were two bad opponents for the Warriors.
And Indiana had got blown out by the Hawks the night before.
Because the Bucks, they get younger and faster without Giannis. And
now,
the Indiana Pacers have a lot of young players. The other thing about the Bucks is, like, they have some, like, Bobby Portis is a really good player. Miles Turner is a really good player. And then Ryan Rollins is playing great.
I got to say something to you about that.
Here's the thing about the Warriors. I think we got to stop thinking they can win every game and should win every game. They're on the road. Like, they're on the road against the Bucks and the Pacers. And can you win one out of two?
All right, I got something for you.
They couldn't.
All right. And help me decipher what I'm trying to say. Because I know how it's going to sound is not how I feel. But I can't ignore this trend. They were plus 15 in the second half Saturday with the non-Steph minutes. And I've noticed they've had success throughout this early season with the non-Steph minutes. But plus 15 in the second half of that game against a young Pacer team, how do you compute that?
He was terrible.
Okay, in that. But Stani, it can't be because he's tired.
Why not?
We're six games in.
I mean, he could have been tired at the end of the game. Not necessarily seasonal fatigue, but maybe he was, you know, he's getting a lot of attention. He's got
that
bigger,
I noticed. They're picking him up, man.
I mean, he's got bigger guys guarding him. And didn't shoot it well against Indiana, and they ended up getting beat. I thought, believe it or not, I thought Kuminga was pretty good in the last two games.
Yeah, I didn't say it was bad.
Here's what he's got to lose, though.
Let me
you
go ahead.
Okay. I love Kuminga. Well, I don't. He's good. He has shown that he can make a play now. Dribble, jump stop, pass. He cannot make a play. Dribble, 1 foot pass. Mm. He when he comes to a jump stop and just holds it for that one little count, that's when he makes a good pass, I think. But when he goes into the lane and tries to create while moving, I don't think he's there yet with that. But I thought over the weekend he was one of their bright spots.
Yeah,
to tell you the truth.
And I just wanted more of them Saturday, but I hear what you're saying. You said they were fouling, taking free throws. Or was that the Milwaukee game? But, Stani, I was stunned when that bad boy was over. I mean, 8 minutes left, you're up, 11-9. Like, man.
Yeah. This is from the 925 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Being tired is the worst excuse ever. No one wants to hear that these dudes are tired. Mm. Okay. I agree. But you know what you have to say? They are old.
What have you made of Draymond?
Very ordinary.
That's a hell of a word, man. Not bad, but ordinary. Yeah.
510, Curry hasn't been the same since the Olympics. It seems his energy has been zapped since then. I wouldn't go that far. I thought he reemerged when they got Butler.
Oh, my God, he reemerged. 26 a game.
Yeah.
All right.
So they got Phoenix tomorrow and Sacramento Wednesday.
So back to back.
Mm-hmm. So
you see my mouth. I shut up. I have no prediction from my pie hole.
Let me just give you a word of caution.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't figure it out.
That's not an automatic 2-0 for the Warriors.
I got you.
It's just not an auto, and no back-to-back is going to be an automatic 2-0 for
them. I'm done doing it. I'm going to react to what happens.
They're going to win the first game.
Yeah, probably. But
Phoenix just beat San Antonio.
Dude, how did that happen?
They're going to beat the Suns.
I would agree with that.
Evan looked at last night San Antonio visiting Phoenix minus 5.5. My neighbor knew about it. And Evan says, I wanted to get the bet in. I go, he wanted the Spurs. But I wanted Phoenix. And I want to just do a case study, Evan, on what made you think that 5-0 Spurs were going to lose to Phoenix. And they did.
It was like a schedule loss kind of thing.
I don't know. They've been playing really well. And Wemby also... Oh, well, the Suns are, I think, one of... It's like two or three teams that have 3 7-footers.
Well, that they
do. So they're the only team that can really at least try and disrupt them. But also, Jalen Green was out, and that helps them.
Getting a tattoo of his girlfriend on his back.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's got a beautiful girlfriend, Treya Michelle, okay. And he's out, whatever he's doing, but he was made socials. He's got Stani, this big old tat of her on his back.
I follow the NBA, not TMZ.
That ain't TMZ.
That's TMZ in any league.
No,
paying attention to tattoos.
GMZ.
There you go. You didn't see it? I'll send it to NBA Central. And they got him sitting there.
I'm not going to look at it.
You will.
No, I promise I won't. I'm not looking at it under any circumstances. 707, Kuminga's decision-making and shot. Kuminga's decision-making and shot-taking is poor when the game matters. Still a bunch of hollow stats. I would calm down. I love Kuminga.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can watch Kuminga this year and say he's not been a better player than he's been.
I love Kuminga. Oh, he's stunning. He's been the... What if I told you I think he's the brightest spot? We're only 2 games in. But, dude, this is incredible. And I don't think he's going anywhere. That makes me feel better.
Okay, does it worry you that he's having a great year and you're 500?
It's worrying me that we need more than just Kuminga in regard to the youngster department.
I thought there was strength in numbers. I thought this was the new strength in numbers.
Yeah, Melton coming back.
They go 11 deep.
Seth and Melton coming back. So we ain't seen this.
Yeah, so we're that. That should be.
What do you want me to do, man? No, but seriously, Stani, it's more than Kuminga. Like, we need that, and we need. There's no law on having young talent dynamic. What about Pods?
What about him?
I think he's been playing okay.
Okay, they lost. This is where. I don't care who played well on Thursday and Saturday. Wow. Who cares? And that's what Kerr was with the...
He was hot.
I completely agree with him on those kind of things. All I care about is guys who play well when we win. If you play well when we lose...
Let me read this
to you. I need more.
From the chat, Saad Bouizi. Goo, it's the OGs who are letting us down. Your take on that?
I mean...
Well, he ain't too.
Look at the numbers. Actually, don't look at the numbers. Don't look at the numbers. How's Curry been this year?
Oh, man. Do you see the Denver game?
Okay, that's 1 game out of 7. That's my point. They've played 7 games. How's Curry been this season?
I think he's been...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
All right. That's what I'm going to say.
Just okay for him.
Right. What about Jimmy?
Just okay.
No, that's the one I'm looking at okay. Too.
And what about Draymond?
Ordinary.
Okay. So the three veterans have been...
And what about your new addition in Al Horford, Stani? He has to start. Do you see it now? He's just lost out there with the other. He's got to start.
Well, I don't think, I wouldn't put it that way. So I mean,
you don't think it would help him being out there with the dudes of his caliber?
You can't start a guy if he doesn't deserve to start. And I don't know if he thinks he does or not. Mm. I don't know if he wants to start.
But what would constitute deserve?
Because it's stunk.
Oh well,
like
yeah,
he has not played well enough.
No doubt.
That's what I mean.
I'm trying to get him out of the funk. And he has not started. You know, just a thought I had.
Well, okay. Start him tomorrow. Guess what? Then you won't start him the next day. Or no, now you have to. Now
he's not playing the next day because it's a back-to-back.
That's the point. Yeah. It's like, so now you have a 55-game player who's dictating your starting lineup because he's been so bad off the bench that you might want to jumpstart him start him. I mean, I'm not worried about Horford, but that's a player option next year, isn't it? For Al Horford? Player option for Al Horford.
And I do wonder if he signed off. And like you said, somebody checked me. I were up against this study that he was, I think it was you, he was coming off the bench much of last year, too.
He's been coming off the bench the last couple of years. Not every game, but a pretty good percentage of those games. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 707, Boxer and Gershon, Work Injury Attorneys text line. Real quick, Goo, think about this and then get it on the other side. Actually, Draymond's been better than okay. Look at his three-point percentage. Eric and Pinole. We'll examine that on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Also, it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. I love Kuminga.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.